A few days ago, Milwaukee police arrested Walter Ellis after linking his DNA to 9 women found dead in the city over the last 23 years. Another man, Shante Ott, spent 13 of those years behind bars for allegedly killing one of the women. But this year, with the help of the Wisconsin Innocence Project, Ott was released from prison and the charge against him dropped. Ott is now suing the city of Milwaukee, claiming police framed him in the murder case. Ott says his time in prison was difficult.
Because I was away from my family and my loved ones, and it was isolated, and I was just basically alone, dumped in a prison cell.
Ott's attorney, Jonathan Lovey, says when Ott's case was being investigated and witnesses questioned, police violated his civil rights.
The guys who made the statement against Shante Ott got breaks in their own sentence. In other words, the police said to them, hey, you're going to go away for the rest of your life unless you tell a story about how Shante Ott did it. And then those witnesses were fed the details, according to the witnesses and according to the lawsuit, so that they were able to tell a credible story about something they had no knowledge about either. They say themselves, Shante gets a life sentence, and now we know that the whole thing wasn't true.
Milwaukee police say 15 years ago there was probable cause to believe Ott was the perpetrator and that a jury found him guilty. The Wisconsin Innocence Project says some of the dozen or so inmates it's helped have gone on to file civil lawsuits, but that the process can be difficult. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.